Hi, everybody. This is our Friday night show, Creation Lightship Healing, and today is our paranormal night. And the day today is April 10th, 2015. And as usual, what we'll do is release from you situations that you may be dealing with, problems, etc. So we just need you to pick something that happened to you during the week, and we'll release it. So here we go, everybody. Think of that one particular situation that you didn't like, and here we go, releasing that from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, dear. And another one. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And let's now make sure that you're fully here. So here we go. You can do the finger exercise if you wish. And make sure your finger's straight in front of you. Your index finger pointed straight up. And if not, we'll make sure that you are there. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. So now you should be in now, which is where you want to be. And let's energize the male light beams this time. So if you have three light beams up, they're going to be all males tonight. So first light beam, here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And next light beam. One, two, three, four, and five. And the last light beam. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Here we go, everybody. So let's see if Ann's out there. Out there, Ann?
Yes. Hi, Ron. I'm here. How are you? Welcome, everyone. It is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. It's paranormal night, so we're here to hear any of the creepier than normal things. I feel like the whole world is paranormal, actually. But if you have anything especially weird and off, this is the night to share it. You can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or put in something on the survey page that's on the Welcome to the BBS Show page. And that's it. Thank you, Ron, for clearing us at the beginning of the show there. We will continue on to the emails unless there's something you wanted to share with us, Ron, or tell us.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, we're happy. We want to hear that you're good, that's for sure. Okay, we have I wanted to say someone is asking how many death barcodes they have. And Ron has graciously said that he will answer that question for people, but you need to send him an email to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and he'll answer that privately for you. You are still doing that, right, Ron, if someone sends you the email?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great. Now we have a couple of things about space clearing things, so I'm going to start with that. CLS webpage down. Okay, someone must have been having trouble being on your website, Ron. Good news, I did a space location clearing, asking the light beings if they would clear my computer and the virus attack from the dark beings. Could dark light beings, dark beings attack themselves to your page, Ron, on the computer?
Yeah, I guess anything could happen.
Wow.
If you can't get through on a clearing, check it out in a couple days. So that's all I can say here.
Huh.
Oh, well.
Okay. Sorry.
Thank you, Ann. Do some energy work here. So let's, people sometimes ask about having their computers cleared. Other people have maybe just wanted the keyboard cleared, because sometimes the keyboard carries a lot of energy as you're typing. Let's do the keyboard first. So here we go, releasing the energy from that. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, oh boy, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Let's clear your whole computer now. So I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. Thank you. Yes, and that listener went on to say everything is fine now with their computer after they did the space clearing. So that's great to hear. Thank you. I felt like my computer just feels happier now. Last Wednesday, the last show, someone brought up exhaustion, and you did some healings around that, Ron. And now another listener has written in that they're having sleep issues, which, I don't know, may or may not be the same thing. They'll be on the shows tonight. My sleep is bad. I'm not functioning well at all. Would you suggest, Ron, the mental clearing, or would the specialty clearing work instead?
Boy. Either one of those, I think, would be a good choice. And remember, what timelines are you on that if you're not sleeping? Very possibly you're living your past, and maybe you're up as a guard on a fence or something, you know, or some castle looking for, you know, maybe the enemy to come up and attack you. So you're now on that timeline, maybe 600 years ago, the fortress looking out, and you can't get your sleep. So you might just do a timeline crash, or, you know, naturally more than one. In fact, if you can't go to sleep, start your timeline crashes for not going to sleep. And maybe you get off the non-sleep timelines, and that may work great for you. So that's what I would say, is definitely do something like that.
Okay, that's good. Yes, and I hope that person feels better. I was wondering if maybe we could have a sample of the mental clearing, Ron.
Okay, so here we go. And you need to think of something here, maybe, if you want to do a mental one. Maybe we'll do it for your sleep pattern. So here we go. Releasing the energies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see what that does for everybody.
Great. Yes, thank you so much, Ron. And in case people aren't familiar, the special clearing, I understand as you were speaking, Ron, why that may or may not help someone with a sleep problem, because it's complex what could be happening, why they're not sleeping. And the special clearing is specifically for something physical, right? But you'd kind of have to know what was going on, and then it may or may not pinpoint your sleep issue.
Yeah, that's right? Correct.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want people to know about the special clearing, Ron?
Yeah, just if you have something that's not listed there, you have quite a few things, but if, you know, looking at something, or you go, well, I have this problem here, you know, I got a situation and I just don't see it on the website, then go into the special clearing. That's where we put it up. We don't have to keep adding more and more and more clearings. So, back to you.
Okay, we have another testimonial. And some, I guess, question here. The other night we were talking about jobs and working and waiting for ascension. I could totally relate. After reinventing myself from doing the CLS clearings, I do not want to deal with people in the workplace at all. Last month I picked up some stuff for my dog at a veterinary clinic in town. The lady behind the desk was very friendly and helpful. I was leaving thinking this would be a nice place to work with the animals. Then I had to go back and pick up some more stuff. A different person behind the desk was a nightmare. Glassed over eyes, very mean, did not give me what I wanted. I kept my cool and got home and cleared her slime. Took me all day. That just reinforced my thoughts. Is it worth it? It's been a pattern for me in the past, even before Creation Lightship. One nice person would hire me, and then a couple of months later, an evil one would take over. Thanks for the input. I like what Ron said, clear the word job, and I will clear the word work, too, and wage instead of income. Great ideas.
Very good.
Yeah. So I guess,
I'll do a clearing for that here. So let's just do a clearing, because we have income versus, your job. So income versus wage. So let's clear away income. So this could also be part of the slavery clearing if you wanted to go into slavery. Oh, income. Here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do wage. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do job here. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Everyone, I'm sure, feels the same way, that water is really important for us just in general to be drinking. And in case you're not familiar, Ron has a wonderful water charging clearing on his website. You can actually clear one container of water for a dollar anytime you'd like on his website. And if you go in there, he has a weekly version and I think a monthly. He also does water charging on all of his live calls. It's really wonderful. So we have some questions about that, Ron. And someone is asking, mouth water, do I have to rinse it out, or should I drink it?
Well, that's kind of up to you. Normally, if you you could drink it, okay? If you don't rinse your mouth out, so what it's going to do is probably get some of the toxins that's inside of your mouth. I never thought about drinking it. I guess you could if you wanted it to do something, internally for you. So, but that would be drinking water more than mouthwash. So, I guess I'll start over again. I guess the answer is in the question. So, if you're using mouthwash water, you don't want to swallow it. So that's the way to look at it. Back to you.
Okay, thank you. And her second question is the foot water. Do you add to the water or just use the activated amount?
I would use the activated amount. If you're going to get foot bath water, what are you going to get, a couple gallons maybe, or into a container possibly? You may have two containers, one for each foot, or something. So, you want to use that whole water for that. So, you don't want to get a glass of water, 8 ounces, and then dump it into a gallon of water. No, it's not designed for that. That answered your question there.
Okay. Okay, back to some of your live calls. On Tuesdays, you do the energetic people courting call release. And someone is asking, what is the difference between doing that when you release the cords for a group for an hour or running the energetic people courting release that is on the website?
The courting that we do on our weekly conference calls, that's what you would get on if you have a situation, a problem, or just want to be, in general, cleaned off without going into the website and putting up your computer to do it. That's designed for maybe more instant help for people. That's why they get on it, because they go, I have this situation happening, and or they are on the calls because they enjoy the calls, and each call they feel better. So they say, I'll just go on because it works for me. And I think most of the people on the calls, that's the reason why they're on it, because it's always working. And you don't know what you don't have. Sometimes, it might take a while you can call to finally get some relief. You know, it keeps getting stuff taken off of you little by little, then all of a sudden, voila, you're fixed. So that's kind of what I see happens to maybe a lot of people, is that situation where you don't know, you may not even know that you have a problem. You know? Let's just say that you had, this is kind of common, but let's say that your back has been out for years, right, and you don't realize that it's been out, then all of a sudden, maybe you go on a few calls and hear a little pop or something. That does happen sometimes, and all of a sudden, you go, wow, I didn't know my back was out. I feel wonderful now. And that's because that's what's happened. So, you know, you may want to look at, you know, the calls as, yeah, this is my preventative maintenance, and I'm on it. And that's why I'm doing the calls, because it works that way. And again, what you might look at, too, is if you just want to get, like, something going on where you want to concentrate maybe on a cording or a whole lifetime cording of stuff, that gets rid of a lot of your energies whole lifetime, and you could get the unlimited and type it in. So either way works, and they're slightly different, because when you get on the call, you have to specify a problem. So for that reason, you know, you're going, well, yeah, I have this problem here. I got to find a problem, and then I want to get released from it. So that's what it's for. So back to you.
Yeah, I love that, both the live ones and I have the whole life people courting. It's wonderful if you can get that. It's really helpful. Okay, someone commented or made a great suggestion to the people having issues with sleep and exhaustion. There is a sleep deprivation clearing on Ron's website. So that could help these people as well.
Yep, that is true, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I forgot about that myself. And someone else said, I also did a space clearing and object clearing on my computer. I was having some trouble getting the alien attack page up. Thanks for the computer clearing, and I guess that helped and worked for this person. So thank you again for that, Ron.
Very good.
Good. Now, do we... okay, here's a good one. I have run many clearings for a certain issue. Earlier this week, I ran a 1,200-minute cycle of clearings on this issue, which targeted the core of the issue. While this was running, I had an opportunity to interact with many of the people related to this past and got to see where I am with everything now. I did not get triggered into emotion or go into reaction. I stayed neutral and observed. I said yes to what worked for me and no to what didn't. I did a lot of whispering to myself while I was there, talking to my spirit, commanding to be in the now, staying in my heart, shrink wrapping, and was able to have a great experience. This was very empowering for me because I was able to interact with the same situation that had been so deeply upsetting to me before and now stay peaceful, intact, and even enjoy myself. The clearings are wonderful beyond what words can say. I have a deepening sense of steady confidence in who I am and an internal strength that guides me. Thank you, Creation Lightship.
Very well. Very good.
That is wonderful. Yeah, and thank you for that wonderful testimonial. And so many of us feel that way, and we all thank you so much, Ron. Okay, so this is, once again, just to remind everyone, it's Paranormal Friday, so someone wrote in, clones are everywhere. A salesman came up to me in the store today and said, you look familiar. And I said, oh, are you from New York? He ran in the back to get me something without answering. When he came back, I asked again, are you from New York? And he looked at me like he was lost, no answer, then squeezed my shoulder as he said goodbye.
Oh, dear.
I guess that was too hard of a question.
Yeah. Boy.
Well, they are everywhere, so, and that is definitely paranormal. That's why I always say, is it Paranormal Friday, or is it just Paranormal Life?
Yeah. I had someone call me today, and we did a show on, we talked about maybe IRS stuff. People are kind of anxious and worried about spending money or having money, you know, et cetera. So the person did a lot of timeline crashes on that. So that the debt would be less, you know, of what they owed. And I'm not saying it'll work for everybody, but he said he's got a really nice refund coming that was unexpected. So I can't guarantee that's going to work for everybody, but, you know, it depends on the timeline you're on. Are you on the prosperous timeline of refunds, or are you on the debtor's timeline of, you know, taking away your extra income? So anyway, but for this person, it worked very well for them. So they're very pleased. Just thought I'd throw that out there. So back to you.
Yeah, we love those timeline crash testimonials. That's really wonderful. So if anyone else has any great timeline success stories. Actually, I don't know if I've ever shared this, but a friend of mine did them on also the same institution, and they had been being hounded for years for this huge amount of money, and it all got completely taken care of for her. Like, all of a sudden, they just said, okay, well, we're just going to accept, you know, what you offered us and close it down, and that'll be the end of it. So I don't know all the details about that, but I just, they told me that that worked, and it was after they did the timeline crashes, so that reminded me to tell you. Okay, here's an interesting question, Ron. The month of May, how to prepare? Hi, Ron. I attended the New Year's call, and you said May is a transition month with a lot of alien energies that we should do timeline crashes, the free healings, etc. What should we timeline crash? How should we word it, and how many timeline crashes should we do?
Well, let's see here. That'll be for next month. I would probably do something, let's see here. Well, they're trying to abduct clones, so you don't want to be in that clone abduction scenario. I would do something with clone abductions, okay? Oh, back to you.
Okay. I had an idea, Ron. Would it be a good idea to run the clone to light clearing for ourselves during the month of May?
Yeah, you could do that. It's not going to hurt anything at all.
Yeah.
Yes, you may want to do that.
Okay. For those of you who aren't familiar with that, it's a free healing that Ron gives us, but you need to request it. Ron just likes to know who is running it. So send an email request to clsquestions@yahoo.com. There's also an alien to light, an alien, how does that one go? Alien human hybrid to light courting. And if you send a request to the email account, we'll send the links to all three of those for you. And, yeah, when you were saying clones, why not? Keep running that. And, I mean, I think that it's mostly meant for if we run into a clone like this person that saw the clone in the store today. But why not run it on ourselves, too, and make sure nothing's, you know, they're not trying to take us away.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Very good.
Here's another one. Testimonial, okay, 3 years audit for the same government agency we already mentioned. Clearings used to be stress-free for three-year IRS audit. Okay, so I guess that's what she called her healing, wanted to be stress-free. She did emotional mental timeline crash for each individual clearing, did entity, anger, anxieties, curses, dark side, mind control, judgment, mind looping. Wow. natal barcode on all the names and numbers. Their bill was going to be $60,000 plus and ended up only being a few thousand. Thank you, Ron, for 3 years of peace dealing with that large government organization. I won't say what it is again. We try not to say those numbers, or letters rather, those three letter names of things on the radio, right, Ron? We already did say it tonight, so I'm not going to keep saying it. But anyway, thank you very much, listener.
That's, I think we have a testimonial call, so we can get that call.
Okay.
So, yes, please come on.
Hi, Ron. It's Anna in New York. How are you?
Hi, Anna. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to call and say that, yes, the timeline crash does work regarding that matter, the three-letter word organization. I did a crash the other night because I was doing having my accountant do my taxes for 2013. And initially, I was going to owe about $1,400 and no refund. So now it's down to about $200 for federal and $169 for state, and I get $8 back. So I already paid my accountant, but my sister's like, why don't you just keep doing the timeline crash? Maybe it'll go away completely.
That's great.
So, yes, it does work. I'm going to do it on my credit card debts next, so thank you.
Okay,
well,
you're welcome.
Please call in again, Anna, and let us know how that goes.
I will.
Great. Thanks so much
thank
for
you.
Calling. Bye-bye.
Thank
well,
you.
That's really nice. Really nice to hear. So, Ron, could you just check and make sure everybody's all present and accounted for here? I can't remember if we did that at the beginning of the show. Just make sure everybody listening is on the CLS Now timeline.
Sure. So here we go, everybody. First, kind of check your finger. You know, you want to, in a sense, you can just close your eyes and put your index finger pointing upward and move it in front of you and just see where it stops. And it should be directly in front of you. As you look out of your eyes, it's smack dead center, maybe a foot away from you. That's how you want to do it. And if it's not there, then you have troubles, okay? Which means that something is going on, and you're either in the past or the future. So you always want to be in the now. If you're not in the now, then where are you? And you're still living life, but you're out on the timeline, so you don't know that you're not here. And that's why you want to be in the now, so that you're here on this planet, rather than a fabricated planet somewhere else in the beyondo. That's a little hard to swallow for the newcomers, as you think that you're always here, and you're really not. But, you know, once you kind of catch on to some of our programs that we have, you're going to realize that, you know, I think I want to be here on this planet in the now. And when you do that, then lo and behold, all of a sudden, life will change, energies will come into you, you're going to have healing, and what you didn't have before, so it's very, very beneficial. So here we go. Let's bring you back into the now in case you're not here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. There we go, everybody. So you should be in the now. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. That felt really good, rather. Okay, we have another testimonial for a different healing. Many of Ron's whole life healings have a choice that you can do the seven generational clearings on. But they're more than, the first one is seven generation, and it keeps going. I'm not sure how many generations, but you can go way, way back in your history.
I think it's 49 where you can go to, and that goes back to the get-go. So,
wow,
I don't know. That's typically back to, you know, year zero, you know. I don't know if you need to go back that far. Some people have went back that far, and they could feel a change, but I think, you know, the first one is what would probably be needed for issues, but you know, maybe somebody could call in or send us a testimonial if they did, you know, how each one felt for the member. It's going to be different for you, too. But, you know, most people, I think, when they have a problem, a situation, oh, man, this just doesn't want to leave me, And I tried and tried and tried. Then the seven-generational one is the next one that you probably want to do. But go ahead, Ann.
Well, we have a testimonial about that now. I am currently doing grandmothers in the 18th generation of the entity clearing. I am up to over 100,000 and counting. Very exciting. I feel refreshed and clear. I'm happy to know that so many emotional bodies are being released to the light, and I don't have to worry about them being in me. Thanks, Creation Lightship.
Very, very good. Yeah, so that's why we have it on there, you know.
Can you talk a little bit more about what that means, Ron, in case someone new is listening, why this person is happy entities aren't living in them?
Yeah, well, you're taking on the entities of your, you know, ancestors, and they body hop. Remember, an emotional body of somebody that lived, say, 5,000 years ago, as long as they can get charged up, that it enters somebody's body and gets the recharge, go on forever. And it really shouldn't be here, but, you know, aside from that, they're here. And so what you want to do is, you know, continuously clear these things, and sometimes a seven-generational clearing, there's quite a few of those that you do. You go back each seven generation, will start to release you from these energies. And so they do transfer from one person to the next, who, you know, your lineage, timelines that you're on, and everything else. And, you know, it's... just shouldn't be here. Those things should not even be on this planet, but, you know, each time you do a clearing, you get more released. So they do body hop, and because they like you, they like your body, they like the genetics that you have, and they're your ancestor. So they want to come in and still live life, you know, as an ancestor in you. And that's kind of the way I guess I could describe that. And unfortunately, they body hop. That's why you can see the traits of somebody who just passed on going to somebody else. You go, wow, that's really weird. Oh, you know, this person, you know, I thought died, but Uncle Harry is now in Aunt Jane or something, you know. And that's kind of what happens. So you want to get rid of these energies. That's why we have that on the website. And these are emotional bodies that do body hop. So if you feel like you have some type of fear or something you can't get away from, you go, wow, what's happening to me? No, I can't get rid of this fear. Well, it could be those entities of your relatives hopping into you. So it, in a sense, it's like the act of DNA, because they had a body that had that DNA in them. Activate your DNA. They can get kind of resonating with that to pull energy off you. So that you want to get rid of these entities. So hopefully I answered that question kind of well enough. Back to you.
You did, Ron. Yes, thank you. And thank you so much, listener. Thank everyone for writing in. We really appreciate having that on all those testimonials. It helps everybody. Okay, we have a request, Ron, for a sample of the media clearing. They caught something online. They said it was right in my face so fast, and that can happen. I think most people listening probably try to avoid the news and getting these negative images in their minds and hearts and eyes, but every once in a while I know what this person means. It can sneak up on you. So they saw an upsetting image, Ron, when they went online. Can we have a sample of the media clearing in case that happened to other people too?
Okay, here we go, everybody. So this is something that you've physically seen. Release that. So here we go. One, two, oh dear, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Here we go again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Another time here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight,
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. Okay, we have a couple of questions. I think it might be the same person writing in. I don't know, is there even such a thing as vampires, Ron? Do you know anything about vampires?
Not too much. It's just, in a sense, I would say maybe a shapeshifter coming into somebody, using the body, and they can, bring in their blueprint, we'll say, into a physical body. And that just may not be the greatest thing. Come after everybody or whatever. So I really don't get into vampires that much. But, yeah, this, if you look at it as an alien life form, that's what I would say it would be. Sharing the body of some person. Remember, they have to get a person here to become a vampire. The body's being used, And once you kind of understand that, then you want to get rid of it out of you. So that's the, the ins and outs of that. It's not a good thing, but they have to have somebody, physical body, to do that. So just know that.
There's so much talk about them and movies and books about them in the popular culture, Ron, that could someone get themselves on timelines around that or, even be attracting something to them if they're reading about that or watching movies about
it? Yeah, I guess you could probably say that. So if you have the curiosity to check them out or you saw it fascinating, then I would say more than likely you may have one in you. Want to research that. So by researching it, you're getting information about maybe the vampire, which might be in you, and maybe it wants to get released. Do that alien to light or the clone to light one. Either one of those might even help it. And anyway, that's kind of what I would suggest doing. Something like that, because sometimes, we always look at things as, oh boy, this is happening to me, and oh, I don't like this, and you go on, and how awful and bad it is. But it might be that I'll do a release right now. So where I was going with this here, sometimes they want to get released, and the way they can get released is to get your attention. So here we go. Anybody who has alien inside of them, we'll just use that term, or aliens. Maybe you have a lot of races in you, or maybe you got one of them and they go, wow, I got a chance to get out of this place here. So we'll do them a favor and release them. So here we go. These are the aliens. Then we'll do vampires next. So here we go, releasing aliens out of people that would like to leave this planet, and we'll have them go outside of this realm so they can enjoy their life somewhere else. Here we go, releasing the energies. Oh dear, one, oh boy, two, three, this is great, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Breath here, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, okay, now we'll do vampires. So here we go. One, two, oh boy, three. Too much there. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, now if you have a relative in you, some emotional bodies. Here we go. So one, two, three, over here, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Ann. If we have any comments, maybe somebody will write in or something.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. We have questions about several healings that have to do with deceased pets and deceased loved ones. But I was wondering if we could start off, before we get into those details, with a sample of the grief clearing, Ron.
Okay, here we go. Grief clearing for people that maybe lost a pet or animal recently. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'm going to do a heartache clearing. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, Ron. So this, we'll start, we have someone who lost a family member also, but I want to start with the person with the deceased pet. They had just purchased a light being, I'm not sure what healing, light being healing, she's saying, for their cat that is deceased, and if it's not finished, may she use it for her other cat?
Yes, that's okay, yes,
Great, okay. And I'm planning to do the deceased loved one clearing. What other clearing should I use to clear, she says, agony and pain? I don't know whether she means herself or the cat.
I don't know what to say on that one. I don't know.
Well, I hope that the sample you did of the grief clearing tonight will help this person feel better. And then our next question, can I still transfer the healings I did for my deceased cat to the New Earth Transport?
Yes, you can,
Right. And then another cat isn't feeling well, and they're doing the timeline crashes for that. And they're feeling much better. And she's doing the emotional clearing for the other cat because of missing his brother who passed away. So it sounds like this person really has everything covered for the cat.
It does, yes,
And so that's terrific. And now someone wrote in, and they've lost a parent. And they'd already done the spirit barcode clearing for this parent.
Okay.
And they've done the deceased emotional loved one clearing, the emotional body. The question is, how many times do they need to do the emotional one?
One time should release it. If you don't feel released, then do it many other, a few more times. One time should do it.
Right. That's what I would have guessed. And that should be really all. Is that all the person needs to do for their parent? I think so, Ron, right? If they did the spirit barcode.
Yeah, some people like to do the clearing maybe over again. So, if you wish to do that, you can. But typically, one time through, most of the clearings is all that you really need. But, yeah, some people want to do them more. But normally one time is all that you need to do a clearing for.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, terrific. Okay, someone has a question about space-time crashes. Is there a short way to do space-time crashes, or should they always be done one by one and for 30 minutes without running any other clearance?
Normally you just do like 10% of them. So, if you do, 100 timeline crashes, and, you know, just do 10% of that, you know, 10 of the other clearings, and that should be fine, because you're not always lost in space. So it's kind of up to you. I would definitely do, you got the space-time, you know, clearing up. You may want to choose a time in your life to where you had a situation or a problem, okay, or some kind of awful situation. That's kind of that joke, you know, that I say once in a while. So here's that joke that, you know, might make you look kind of like, what's he saying here? So here's a joke. So, you know, and this is good for your space-time crash. So the first time, you know, something's happening and you get scared half to death. And then, so, you know, you're half to death, right? You're half dead. What happens when you're scared the second time and you get scared half to death? So I'll have you people ponder that one. But remember, you do have situations in your life where, you know, things just don't work out and you're upset and, you know, you want to kind of get rebalanced again, okay? So what I'm saying is you may want to go out. Maybe you had a time when you hurt your arm or something happened to you, or, oh, maybe it's something you shouldn't have done. And maybe you're out there because of that anxiety that you're having, fear or something. You know, very possibly, you know, you're out in the beyondo. That happened to you. So you may want to do that crash for that particular time. So you want to do it naturally when you're doing your particular, you know, timeline crashing. But you may say, you know, I remember that time when, you know, I almost drowned or something. Well, you may have really got freaked out and you got lost in space momentarily and you're not back here yet. So, you know, you can go, well, I did that last, 4 years ago, last 4th of July, you know, something happened to me. So put that into that space-time crash to get you back here again. And that could maybe change your life even. So back to you.
I just thought of also, Ron, whenever you're doing the healings, like even the emotional body or any of the whole life healings, I think it feels so good to write in your name and then in time and then do it again, your name out of time. We haven't talked about that in a while, but you suggested that a while back, and I think it feels really, really good.
We do have those tutorials that we have up, too, on how to do different things. So one of our wonderful people did that for us. So you may want to check that out if you're new. And it might give you another way of doing some of the clearings to be a little more creative and, you know, you could just go on. We have that posted there, I believe, and you could say where to get it at.
Yeah, it's a video that a listener made on exactly how to use the timeline crashes. It was great. Okay, someone just wrote in, wow, so much yawning with each clearing. I was really surprised how much I yawned with the vampire clearing. Maybe that explains my incisors being fang-like.
Yeah, it's very possible, you know. You don't know what you don't know, and it doesn't make it bad, okay? So you need to realize that because you had a clearing, and maybe you're yawning, and you go, wow, that really helped me, you know, don't look at the guilt of, you know, what got cleared away from you, okay? So just know that it got released, and the stuff really is not your fault, remember. Your gifts of this lifetime and all of your stuff is from your ancestors, okay? So they gave you all these things, and it's in your DNA. And if something hopped into you, you probably never asked to have it hop into you. It just did. So realize that, you know, you're not the one that's responsible. Something else did it to you. You're supposed to be in light, and your ancestors took you out of light and other things, you know. But just know that, yeah, I can now have a clearing or do something to free myself, and I'm better now, and I yawned, and I think this thing left me that I've had for all this amount of time. Doesn't matter what it is. And, you know, move on with your life. Don't dwell on it. Don't bring it back. You know, walk away, Renee. That's where the clearings are. It takes the stuff out, and it's gone. So don't try to, ring it up, look at it, investigate it. Don't go out and get books to read about it, because those books are there and those entities and things are probably waiting for you, someone to give them life. So they're there. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, the person who recently lost their cat, who wrote in before, has written in again. I guess the cat was who suffered a lot with agony and pain. And, of course, now the cat is deceased, but does that still need to be cleared for the cat?
No. That energy is gone.
Okay.
Now, it's possible that if you saw the cat, okay, and, you had a deal with the cat, then you may be carrying that pain with you. Okay, so let's release that from everybody if that's the situation that, that you've encountered. So here we go. We're going to release away from you the pain, suffering that you may have taken on. Remember, like I said, pets and animals sometimes will take our pain and stuff and whatever we're dealing with. And you may have did the same to try to help your pet or animal. So here we go. If you have collected that, it's going to be released now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A little heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Still a little heavy. 1, 2. This is better now. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And naturally with that, there's sadness. So let's release sadness here. So here we go. Releasing sadness. I'll use the word stronger to release it. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you.
Okay, Ron. It's time. Did we have extra time for tonight, or do we end on
time? We have till about 5 after, yes.
Oh, great. Okay. It's only about 5 of.
So about 10 minutes.
Great. That's great. We can keep going then. Okay. Dear Ron, I went to the dentist this week to have a tooth removed, and as soon as the dentist touched the area over that tooth, an experience from my past with a terrible dentist who caused me a lot of pain came immediately back to me. It was 30 years ago, and it was as if I was sitting in that chair again. I think that is one of those so-called gifts you have talked about, that now I know what I need to clear.
Yeah, that's a history repeating itself. Remember, that's in your cellular memory, so that experience that you had back then is still stored with you, and all of a sudden it came forward, all of its glory, and now you're experiencing what happened 30 years ago, plus the new one that you're experiencing now in your present moment. So that's why you need to, do those clearings. This happens, so everybody needs to understand what's going on. And that's the main thing. You want to get yourself off of these particular timelines. And in order to do so, you must clear these energies out. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Yeah, that is, I guess, the best way to look at things. Like you say, that's a gift, because you now know that, wow, that's still in my body, and I have to clear that.
And to go a little further, since you had it 30 years ago, Now maybe that's activated, okay, in you, and you may have another tooth problem because now it's you rose this ugly head, we'll say, and you're now going to be dealing with another problem with another tooth or something because it's activated. Activated your stuff. So that's what you want to do is clear the stuff out of you. So once you understand that, you go, oh, man, that's great. I don't have to suffer now again because I can get rid of it. So back to you.
Okay, great. How about a sample run of the pain body clearing that might help that person?
Sure, here we go, pain body. So focus on that one particular pain, releasing it now. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you.
Okay. Oh, this is interesting, Ron. Someone wrote in, I have really been enjoying switching the light beings over to the male light being, as you suggested last week, Ron. I am enjoying the difference in the having the male energy do my healings.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, you did say that last week, I remember. Okay, so That's good. Okay, and someone has a question. My grandfather used to work with parapsychology. Should I do something about that?
Boy. You'd have to pick an issue. So I can't really say what to do with that, okay? You need to find something that's kind of related that you're experiencing, you know, yourself. That person has that in the past because it is with you. I just don't know what to say, okay? So back to you. Unless maybe because of that you want to analyze things and do things a lot, you know, but, I don't know. So.
Well, yeah, maybe the person could look at what their issues are in their own life and then figure out, gee, did that get brought upon me by Grandpa's parapsychology researching or searches or experiments maybe?
Or, yes, uh-huh.
Or they could maybe know, I wouldn't research it or look into it more, but if they already happen to know what the grandfather did, and they could say, oh, I think it carried through in this way or that way.
Yes, that's correct, uh-huh.
Yeah, but you probably wouldn't want to try to learn any more about that grandfather, right?
Probably not. You don't want to go too far fishing, you know.
Yeah.
You might think you might get a small little fish on your line. You know, when you start looking, you might get a whale. You know, so you don't want to get pulled in or sucked in. Remember, it only gets activated in you when you activate it. So that's why I say walk away, Renee. A lot of times, just know that this is happening to me. Maybe you don't like it at all. You can clear it, but by all means, don't start fishing and go deeper and deeper and deeper, only because you may have problems. So hopefully I'm making sense to everybody. You know, if you have an issue, then you want to get it cleared, okay, which is fine. But by all means, you don't want to keep thinking, well, is this thing done? Did I finish this clearing? Maybe I'll see what else I can find. And each time you look more and more, you're going further down the rat hole. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So that's what I would suggest. Just look at the one issue that you're having and clear it, and maybe it's gone away. So that's the whole situation. You know, don't keep dwelling and finding stuff to heal and work on if you don't eat it, okay? Curiosity can kill the cat. You don't want to keep bringing stuff up. You can be clearing forever. just think of every thought of your ancestors, okay? And every one of those thoughts that you have, you know, can be with you, activated. So why do that, okay? Back to you.
Okay, Ron, that's terrific. Okay, just a quick note to everybody. We so appreciate your input, your testimonials, your comments, your questions. And someone is asking me if they put in a question or a comment and it's not read on that evening's show, do they have to send it in again? And no, they don't. Sometimes we run out of time. We don't get to everything. Or sometimes we leave a question for a certain show if it's more appropriate for paranormal or something. We kind of leave it. So if you sent in something and we didn't, I mean, if it really goes a long time, it's possible we didn't get it. You could send it again. But if it's just, one show that you don't hear it on, we probably still have it and we will get to you. Okay, Ron, we're close to the end already, but what other samples could we do before we say goodbye to everybody?
Well, I'll do a pain sample, and then we'll do the mind to heart drop. So think of a pain that you may have. Here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And now we'll do the mind to heart drop. You have to command your spirit out loud to do this for you. You can't do it in the mental realm because it won't work. So you have to command your spirit out loud. Here we go. So commanding your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. Here we go. So dropping down. 10, 9, 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wonderful. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. We have our 8-hour call coming up this Sunday. Get rid of these alien critters that are living with you, sharing your body. Oh, these you can't see. The little small things are gigantic octopus and squid and things that are inside of you. And it's quite interesting. So here we go. See you then. Blessings. The next show is tomorrow. Same time, same station. Saturday. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.